You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ryan Scotty's Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Pete.
My life is like a ball fan with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
Rocks!
The best.
The best.
The best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
I nominate you for an award for creating that segment introduction, Fat Boy.
You know, I appreciate you, but I think somebody else has to do it before they consider it. It's like insider trading if you do it or something like
so,
that.
So, I know. It's like that time I tried to nominate myself for a Jefferson Award. I went downstairs to... I had some business downstairs, some paperwork at me. Best be called. All right. Fat Boy, take it away. Win this thing. It's not a battle.
Lord.
You know, kids like to... Kids love animals. They really do. And that's how you can tell if you got an evil kid or not. You know, if he's mean to animals or whatnot. But anyway, this kid wanted to hold a bird. So he holds the bird. It's a cardinal. But the bird... Right. I guess the bird didn't want to be held.
Yeah.
So look, sometimes they say kids say the damnedest things, right?
They do.
Well, this one definitely did right here. Might be the first time you ever cussed. That's the bird.
Ow. Ow. What the Ow. Why did he bite me?
Okay, well, I don't know if you have time to play it again, but...
I will, regardless.
So, he's going and picking up the bird, and the bird's biting him, and he just screams the S word for some reason over and over again.
Yeah, it's a... hang on. It's a cardinal, and he's picking it up, and like... in his hand, he's not squeezing it too hard, but the cardinal's biting, like he reaches down to bite his hand, like around it.
Okay.
Where in the hell is it? Give me a second. Here we go. Get my damn mouse! Sorry, here we go.
Ow. Ow. What the Ow. Why did he bite me?
Mom's trying not to laugh because he says, what the S?
What the S? Wow. Paige is the new test on this. That one didn't resonate with her either.
I feel like her tism might be kicking in over here. She's not paying attention.
Priapism, is that what you were referring to? This right here is one of my most favorite video type little elements, and I refound it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I had that saved on a favorite place on an old bookmark on an old browser. I don't know where that thing went, and then I saw it again. It's like,
that's the
love
best.
This.
It is the best when you re-find them and say, you know what? Not only am I going to save this for myself, I'm going to share it with everyone. So, The year was 1983.
Mm.
And
I remember
someone wanted to get maybe a free automobile. And to get the free automobile, they did a series of commercials. This is all hearsay. But here is one of said commercials from 1983, Bradenton, Florida, Tom Stymus Auto.
Tom Stymus, Dusty Rhodes, bringing it to you factory direct. Tell them, Dream, tell them.
The American Dream never lied to you. We can't lie to you. We can't beat it. Awesome's the word. When the Russians can't put a spaceship on the moon, that ain't awesome. Awesome is America. Awesome is Tom Stymus. Awesome is our deals. And if you can't deal with us, then we gonna come deal with you. And you don't want that mess around your house, because we gonna knock you out.
Like, clearly, oh, one take.
Yeah,
one take.
I feel like they're trying to wind him down in the end because he kind of got distracted, it sounded like, a little bit.
We're going to knock you out.
He remembered he was, like, facing Nikita and Ivan probably that weekend at the Omni. And it's like, oh, I got to take a shot at the Russians. They couldn't land on the moon 20 years ago.
The arena that did not have any luxury suites.
The Omni?
That's why they couldn't keep a team.
The Omni, yeah. God, they really, I mean, that's a solid point.
No. So, I played the laugh for you, you know, ad nauseum, they say, over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Who's laughing and about what? I'm going to play the clip, and if you can't understand it, I'll tell you what happened. And I'm going to tell you who it is. Cameron and Mace have a podcast, and they're good buddies.
Of course they do.
They went to high school together, you know, followed each other's careers, whatnot.
Yeah.
So, what's popular right now as you're going around as a topic is old Diddy trial.
Mm-hmm.
So Cameron's talking about the Diddy trial, and then you hear Mace laugh. But if you can't understand what they're talking about, I'll tell you what it is, because this is a shock. It surprised people.
Is Mace still a preacher?
No, he's not.
Really?
I don't think so.
Backslider.
He doesn't talk like he's one.
Backslider.
I can't wait to hear this.
It's a pretty funny clip, though.
I was watching the P. Diddy trial. It's a named the Punisher came in here yesterday. Was he running around Bad Boy back in the days, Murder? A named the Punisher. Who was the Punisher? Was he security back in the day? Who's the Punisher? The male prostitute.
Yeah, I never met him.
I ain't know if that was somebody changing their identity up. Bentley or what? Say, you ain't Mr. Bentley no more. You the Punisher.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
That was super wild.
Yeah.
That's right. There was a male prostitute named the Punisher.
The Punisher? Not Mr. Bentley?
That Diddy would hire.
Oh.
Yeah.
But wow.
Like, with all the other allegations that the Punisher was into that were going on. And then Mace said he never met him. But
Paige is thinking it's the guy who has the big skull on his chest in the Marvel comic books.
They ain't that Punisher. No, they back just as ripped. You know what I don't like? There's a word rappers say in a song.
Oh, my God. Don't go there.
Well, I'm saying, like, if they say it to each other, I shouldn't have to bleep it, right? As long as I don't say it.
I mean,
I feel
this
like
this is a gray area.
I don't know.
It sounds more like a black area.
It feels disrespectful.
I don't know.
Me bleeping it.
I'll tell you the funny thing. Look at Paige turning away. She knows this story. I was in line at a fast food restaurant. Obviously, this has been quite some time ago, and I was listening to a rap song or whatever, and it's on like 3. On the volume, so the person standing at the window can hear. And that person was of color. And when the certain part came on, I knew the lyric was going to be that. I turned it down. She looked at me and gave me a wink.
Oh, I thought she was going to start singing it.
Oh, no.
She just gave me a little wink. Like,
she knows.
I saw what you did. Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thank
it. Thank you. It was fine, though, but go ahead.
Yeah. I was
if you were singing along, that would have been issues.
Yeah,
I was in a business and like an official like work capacity, and they were playing Uncut Biggie. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well,
two old people just walked out the door.
I know. And like when I went and see Big Sean that time, yeah, I went. And Big Sean, Ying Yang. Like, I'm right at like 4th row. And there's like certain, I knew every word. And there's like just certain parts I couldn't sing.
You don't even mouth it though, right? Because somebody's watching.
I know. I'm like, there's probably somebody up there on the drum kit with a camera and sitting there zooming in. I'm going to be on World Star later singing along. Nope, not going to do it.
I'm going to take Rico with me when I go to a show. I'm like, you sing these parts.
Right. Yes. That's right. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
That was great. My turn now, right?
It is your turn.
All right. This one's real simple to explain. This is from an international... That was his chair. International gas station. By that, I mean it looks like it is.
I've seen those underwear.
The person that's being that's trying to purchase something is clearly a tourist. This person is sitting on a chair. It's been what we would call jerry-rigged stay together. Now, what happens is sometimes when a chair falls, everything goes. See if you can hear. When you hear the explosion, wait for it.
That ain't real.
It is, too. It's a woman sitting on, she's behind the desk, sitting on this chair that was propped up. You can already tell it was teetering. And there's a woman standing there buying what looked to be a candy bar, some kind of protein bar or something like that.
She don't need a protein
bar. And she just lays it there and just walks away as this woman collapses in the floor and farts for a near 30 seconds.
Can I do it again?
Please.
That's a big one.
God, man,
good
it was
Lord.
That was coming from depths of ass.
Yes,
that is.
That's like one she had been holding, waiting on the busyness, people buying lottery
that's
tickets
like
and crap.
She bent over and let it flow.
She fell to the ground and then it just all came out.
That's when you know she's a big woman. Like that had
she
to
was.
Come from.
She had a large posterior.
Long intestines. It had to make its way out of.
Long I mean, intestines.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Listen to it get ramped up.
It's like, no, don't close it up yet. There's more. There's a little bit more. Going.
The sucker got a second wind.
It's like she took a breath and more came out.
Oh, my God. Like, how
can you do that? Like when you're doing it, can you take a deep breath and add more to it?
No, but you like you can control. Like sometimes if I do it, it sounds like a...
Like different notes.
Early
like
morning, you can play it like an instrument. I know.
Like a door in a haunted house. But this sounds like a go-kart taking off.
That's like a slick track.
Like
I
want to
hear
airplane.
Mike Joy call that fart.
Next time Jug's in here, we're going to play fart or NASCAR sound. And we'll see if Jug can tell.
That's a great title.
That's a fart, boys. Oh, no, that was goodness. You taking off at Daytona.
That's a NASCAR sound.
All right, take us home.
All right, there's a this is always fun. But it's
sorry, I was talking to Uber. Go ahead.
This is a prank. This guy is riding with his dad, and his dad's got a bottle of liquor. And right when his dad takes a drink of his liquor, old Sonny here slams on the brakes. And then the dad just kind of laid into him. That's something you don't do.
Oh, man.
You bitch. Man, what you do that for? You make me waste my liquor now. I don't like to waste my alcohol now, bro. You can't even keep the damn down. You're a bully. Hey, don't do that no more.
Like, I think it was just a laugh, a little.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like to waste my alcohol.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do you remember the funny thing Paige said yesterday? That
you mean the filthy thing she said yesterday?
Well, I mean, I love it because when we're in here talking about, you know, like mishaps, like, you know, it was very, very, I actually have PTSD from it, and I think I know what the P stands for, from learning to potty train in the seat falling on my my dong. Right, I'm just tired of saying the old phrases. I mean, I'm trying to do something new, but still elementary school.
I'm not even going to say T-Whacker.
It really was it really was Tuesday, you know.
Yeah. What we were talking about, like accidentally zipping yourself into your zipper.
I've never done that.
And we have a little clip here to remind you. God, I need to take a dump right now, but I want to get a Beans and Franks situation going
that
on.
That has never occurred.
Banks
to me.
And Franks.
Get a goob in the zip.
never zipped a goob, but I'll try.
What?
Well, you know what?
You never zipped a goob. God, I'm writing that down, woman.
Never
zipped a goob. Well, I can say that I never have either. I have toilet seated a goob before, though, when I was like 3.5, 4 years old.
Oh, that makes it worse. Don't say the age.
Yeah. Well, you're thinking about young naked me right now, so you're the gross one. Puts it on you. So still, a day later, you still haven't?
No.
Well.
Do you know I've sat on some wonky toilets in my day?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something totally different.
I was like, I was about to get the music ready.
Have you kicked any before? Let's go there first.
You talk about honky toilets and... I can still get the music ready, I guess.
No, there's one that's still on here that's covered in garbage bags that we do not use. We've got the haunted toilet in the ladies' room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's probably like brown and green.
Oh,
and
no.
Nobody's been in there. It's scary.
Oh.
There's not a whole lot of women in here, you know.
Who damaged it?
I don't know.
You have suspects?
No, I don't know.
I can only think of
that's
a couple.
The one that
I
was
must say
flooding.
Tammy Mangum.
That's the one that was flooding in there, and I just...
I'm just kidding, Tammy. Tammy doesn't even come
Tammy's
upstairs.
Tammy's a good girl.
One guy that,
I've never seen her upstairs in my life, though.
One got eliminated to, you know, because they've been at home. So it's not a whole lot of suspects.
No, it's true.
As far as the toilet goes.
It's true.
I
could have wore a wig and blown it up for all you know.
I don't think it was a person. I just think it had some plumbing issues. Like it was running it was running by itself. I
didn't know if you meant it was like an entity, like a ghost or something.
It could have happened.
Watch your mouth.
I think when we arrived here, it was happening. Or I don't know, because my other counterpart didn't know anything about it.
Ah, that's what they say.
Listen to the coalition here. My other counterpart, the other woman. We got to. There's only four of us here, guys. We got to stand together.
So nobody really claimed it. So.
Yeah, but you know down deep, y'all all hate each other. Because you want to be the...
You really do.
You want to be... Yeah. No, look at her. Look at her.
You're so diplomatic. Just throw it out there.
Because you know,
I have to say, even...
All right, I'm taking the compliment back. Go ahead. It's removed. Go ahead.
Of the team that works here, I think we've got a really good group of girls that we support each other. And I loved bowling with one of them, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
She beat me, but it was fun.
Well, hell, you sailed most of them in the gutter.
But I didn't make it out to that one.
I saw the clip.
That was fun.
Paige goes right for the gutter.
I get an email yesterday, Paige, and the email says, I know what you're going to ask me, and I'll try to get something done. And I was like, what does that mean? And if I didn't know who sent it, I'd be like, what does that mean?
Did you ask Gemini? He's like, hang on, why? I'll tell you what this means.
Gemini, the former American Gladiator. I ask him questions on Google. I ask Gemini to summarize emails for me.
Summarize email now.
Okay.
And
now I'm intrigued.
The email came in at approximately 3:30 in the morning, which I don't know when he sleeps.
Not a soul in sight.
I'm not. I'm, you know.
3:30
I'm
in the morning.
I'm not going to see that.
No, it's not Garth. It's not Alan. It's not the ghost of David Allan Coe. He's not dead yet. I met Hank Williams.
City looking like a ghost town.
On a moonlit summer. Moonlit summer night.
Yeah. Is this moonless? Is this back to Zippin' a Goo? Right?
What did you just say? Did you say, is this back to Zipping a Goop? Fat boy, why don't you go ahead and hit that P button?
Never zipped a goop.
Paige don't care for a zip or a clasp. She lets the goobers run free at last. Pockets wide open like Bondo Swain. She's the zipper queen, but she don't zip a thing. Oh, Paige, oh, Paige. You're a sight to see. Goobers running wild like they're meant to be. Life's too short for a zipper to bind. Paige lets it loose, leaves the world behind. She strolls through town with a carefree grin. Goobers picking out they're her next of kin. Shake their heads, but she don't care. She's got freedom in her pocket, nothing to spare. Oh, Paige,
never zipped a goob.
Oh, Paige, you're a sight to see. Goobers running wild like they're meant to be. Life's too short for a zipper to bind. Paige lets it loose, leaves the world behind.
Never zipped a goob, but I'll try.
What? How beautiful. How beautiful.
She loves it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093. Anonymous, although not waiting as long, we'll go to the top of the line. Has a situation going on. Anonymous, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry that you had to wait through all that, but Fatboy was showing pictures on Google, and I just had to walk over and look, reminiscing and such. What situation you got going on here?
So I honestly don't know how I even feel right now. I think I might be getting set up. It almost feels like one of those situations like what would you do type situation.
I'm John Quinones. I love that show. All right, go ahead.
Okay, because I just found out my car loan, which had like $5,000 left on it, got paid off completely. And I wasn't the one who paid it off. It was my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Now, how is that even possible? I mean, it could be a million different things. I can't even guess. What specifically are we talking about here? You understand what I'm saying?
Like, maybe. What do you mean? Well, I don't know exactly how he paid it off because there was a note on my car that said you don't need to worry about the remainder of the loan anymore.
Oh. Because I just quickly interject, there was a small bill that my mom had taken on toward the end of her life, and I'd found out about it, and I was going to pay it off for her for Christmas. And I couldn't get her account information to do it.
Is it gone though? Like gone away? The bill?
Well, she's dead. I don't think. She had ended up paying it off. But I was going to try to surprise her and pay it off. And
that
it wasn't
nice.
This huge like Madea money or anything. It was just, you know, I was going to pay it off, but I would have needed to take her bill, and then
she wouldn't let you.
Yeah. So that's. That's kind of strange. So it's your ex-boyfriend. Like, what kind of...
Like, you didn't mention any time you were together about maybe him paying it
off? No.
Did he drive it a lot or something?
No, nothing like that. Like, I didn't ask him for a dime in our relationship ever.
Y'all stay in touch, though? Like, have y'all been friendly since the breakup?
Well, not, I mean, we text here and there.
How long ago did you break up?
About 6 months ago.
Okay. All right.
It's pretty fresh still.
So you still texting and stuff, or?
A little bit. Like, we text, like, every, like, sometimes he'll check in on me, but it's nothing like we're not friends. We don't keep in touch.
So how do you know he paid it off then?
Because he left a note saying that it was him. And then he followed up like a few days later texting and said, you don't have to worry about your car payment anymore.
Well, that's nice if there's no strings attached to that, but I'd be afraid.
But that's very odd, though.
I'd be afraid he wanted something in return for that.
Did you call your bank or whoever and, like, vet that out and confirm it with them?
Yeah, it's completely paid off. So there's no money that I owe on the car anymore. But what I just can't tell if this is, like, a kind thing that he was trying to do or if it's concerning, like there's going to be a string attached somehow.
Like, is this in his wheelhouse, doing favors for people? Or, like, I mean, that's a big one, but
it's nice.
Like, is he that generous of a guy?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, yes, he generous, and also it always typically came with a catch. And I've noticed that this kind of maybe comes up with his friends also, and it was a part of the reason we broke up.
Who has the title?
Well, she's got it now. I do. Paid off.
Well,
there's a catch. There's got to be a catch.
Like, what kind? Yeah, you know, that, like, that's. I mean,
I would think
what's your
one.
Gut say? Like, I mean, you've already said it, though. You said, like, you think there's strings attached. And I would say there absolutely is. I don't know why, and I'm probably bringing this from a movie or a TV show, but there was something where some guy started paying off people's bills and you know, very random, and they found out the guy was dying. Now, hopefully your ex isn't dying.
Oh, geez.
But it was like one of those things where they didn't have a will, or I forget what the movie was, but Piscopo was in it, whatever that movie was.
Maybe he just feels Piscopo. Guilty and he's trying to make it up to you and move on.
Well, I never feel that guilty. $5,000 worth of guilty or
well,
more.
I mean, that's a lot of money, but I mean, the bullet's left the gun.
Yeah, I guess you got a free car now.
You got a free car.
What's his number?
I mean, that's definitely true. I'm feeling like it could be potentially a power move,
but
or like, why would he just randomly pay off my car? And I haven't actually reached out yet to say thank you or anything.
God.
Because
okay, well, so
ask him to pay off your house first.
No, don't use him no more. But, like, I mean, if you know for sure, yeah, I mean, you got to, well, you know, I'm a man telling you this. I don't know that that's fair, but, like, I'm a man saying that if an ex called me and said, hey, I just paid off that barn or whatever, my car's paid off, but whatever, even if I'm estranged from them or think there's something attached to it, I'm going to say, thank you. I appreciate the hell out of that. You shouldn't have.
Hang on for me.
You know, kind of thing. Oh, am I talking too much again?
Why is this? We really up against it.
I know. All right.
But that's ain't enough time to process all that. A free car, that's what it is. I mean, it's got strings attached to it, but.
It absolutely does. But it's if you're not in a relationship anymore, it's not a power move. It's maybe one of those moves where he misses you, and that's a strange way of doing it.
He's got money. Like, ghost him.
It doesn't say much for a woman that, at least in his point of view, I feel that if he's like, this is how I'm going to get her back.
I'm going to control her life.
I'm going to give her $5,000.
Oh, I wish somebody would hate me like that for pay off my mortgage.
Well, I mean, the movie's called Pretty Woman.
Ghost the guy. Don't ever talk to him again.
Don't.
Why do you have to be that way? Just say thank you, but from here on out, do that anymore. Because it makes me uncomfortable.
I would like to request, if she's still listening.
But what's his number? I'm just kidding.
Jesus. I don't blame you.
Yeah, see, you set women back when you make them jokes. Because little girls are listening right now saying, I'm going to drop out of school and I'm going to find a man.
I'm going to marry. That was always the dream. I'm going to marry a doctor.
I'm going to marry rich. And then you see the women who already have money say, don't marry for money. Marry for funny.
I married for funny.
I ain't found none that feel that way yet.
And if I ever get married again, it's just for shallow reasons.
It's like they tell you to do the job you're happy with. Don't worry about the money, it'll come. But like, yeah,
don't be me.
But you can't tell you.
But you got to get lucky too.
The people, you know, that you owe money to say, look, I'm still trying 100%. It's going to show up.
Look, I love what I do, but I just don't get paid.
My tarot card reading said that if I stay hard at this.
Your tarot.
Yes, my tarot card said this.
Like, that's why I'm here now. You know, you got to have a combination of luck, too. It's got to play into it. And you got to pay dues for a long time.
How would you feel if a woman did that for you? Would you feel
paid off a car? I wouldn't personally like it because I don't like people having that to hold over you if they can. But then again,
dude, that's what a lot of people are texting in now. I'm now.
Well, I know some of the people that I've dated in the past that were really controlling and wanted to know everything that I was doing every minute of the day. I would
enough
hate
about
that.
Mark Hendricks page.
I would hate that. Yeah, like, you need to call me. You didn't check call me email for the last 5 hours. Well,
God, that sounds just like it. Actually, are you in a relationship with an abusive boss?
Now, this is a solid question.
You didn't call me back?
It sounds sarcastic, but I don't have the answer to it myself. Why is it in this world there are more sugar daddies than sugar mamas?
I don't know if they are. I mean, I feel like it's a good even mix.
What do you consider like a sugar mama? Someone who's just going to pay all your bills and you can sit home and do nothing?
I mean, what is a sugar daddy?
Well,
that's kind of the same thing.
The difference is with the sugar mama, she's actually going to, you know, like...
She's going
to hook up.
Yeah.
You know, the sugar daddy, she's going to string you along, the girl, the younger girl, to get what she wants.
Remember the guy that we let's say we know him. I had his phone number too. We changed it. But the comedian that we knew that married a sugar mama and just totally disappeared from life in general.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I can never remember exactly who's saying it. Is it Roy Orbison?
It is.
All right.
You know one of the biggest tours of the past few years?
His hologram?
Yep. Made really? A ton of money. Oh, yeah.
Would you go see a hologram?
No. Well,
it's kind of eerie, I think.
I would have. Like, the Tupac one looked cool.
Yeah. That.
But I think that's like a... It's like the Wheel of Progress at Disney. Like, I've ridden that thing umpteen times, and I still mark out for it, especially now because it's, like, outdated now, and yeah. They're still presenting it as the future.
Well, when it gets hot, it's a nice, cool ride you can get
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
So I think after this one, after Pretty Woman, after he did some of the Highwayman stuff, it'd be like, oh, three or four songs. I don't want to see the whole Wheel of Progress. I don't want to see Caveman Grandpa starting off. And then growing up in the Wild West and all that bull.
The Tupac hologram was 2012.
Yeah, and that was like at Coachella or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would be curious to see how they do like this song with it. Plus, can you see through it? Can you see the band through the hologram Roy?
Hologram Roy. Man, that very... And also, like, I feel that kind of... With the advancements of AI and... you know, all that.
I think it'd be
bourgeois.
Kinda, I wouldn't want to go out and see that, but if that can be part of like.
But it should be more advanced than it is.
Yeah, like YouTube or something where you can. It's in your living room and you can see
like
a hologram.
I know they'd used the Pogue hologram that time. Everyone saw the video where he just disappeared in the window. Clearly a hologram of some kind. It was a hologram or a blue screen. That's why it's not working. I'm using a blue screen. The green screen.
A bluey screen.
Because he just, when everybody was worried about him, a couple years ago, he goes out to his little loft there and, you know, and then as he like goes back into the window, he disappears. Like it was in the Haunted Mansion at Disney. Yeah. A lot of Disney references today.
You know, like when Kanye bought the Robert Kardashian hologram, he paid $1 million for it. And that was over 5 years ago. Easy. So... It's a lot more advanced now.
What is the Kardashian one doing? Is he like...
What
he was going to buy it and give it to Kim as a way to get her back. What a gift.
Here's your dad.
Dude, I don't like you anymore. Weird. You're egotistical fashion racist. I don't know what you want to call him.
Fashion racist.
But if you get me a hologram of my dad, I'll give it another shot.
Like, I don't know.
Nick Cage screwed that up for men. Where, who was the girl? Arquette, she said.
Patricia, right?
Patricia Arquette.
Oh, if you get that one book signed, I'll go out with you.
What will it take for you to go out with me? I want a copy of Catcher in the Rye signed by J.D.
Right.
Salinger, a guy who was a hermit that scared of people, recluse, very rare. And he goes and pays millions of dollars.
He did it.
And she went out with him, and then they ultimately got divorced. But, like, he screwed that up for dudes.
Why? That's a noble thing.
Yeah, but most people can't go buy holograms of girlfriends' daddies.
No, they cannot.
Or go buy, you know, the Mona Lisa of literary works.
They're getting pretty close to where you could do it in the future, right? Like, it obviously ain't going to cost $1 million. But
I know a kid who got a hickey at Carl Sandburg's house.
Ew.
His mom's going to call you. Better watch it. Like, would you have to provide a voice sample? Saying certain words, a picture, and then that's all they need to make it.
Like, I think, like, oh, that's a good point. Yeah, with the Roy Orbison and somebody like that, like, is he talking to the crowd in between song?
I'm going to see if I can find the video, because that's interesting how that works.
Otherwise, like, you've got hours and hours. And so you could, if anybody would want a hologram of us, it'd be simple, you would think, because there's tons and tons of hours of audio out there on the internet.
We'll actually show up, though, if you want
to. But, it's cheaper to get us than it is the hologram, actually, at this point.
Probably.
It's cheaper to get us. Like, When we're at the Spartan Burgers game, the Hubs, by the way, I've been saying it wrong all this time. I've been calling them the Spartan Burgers. And it's the Hub City Spartan Burgers.
We're going to be out there.
Hub City.
Fat Boy and I will be out there on Friday evening for the game. And
5 to 7. There'll be fireworks after.
Yes. But it was going to be like 3X to have our holograms there. Not for the shirt size. I see the brains rolling, the wheels turning. No, 3 times to get the hologram.
Oh, my God. More look expensive. At it. Can you see it?
Yeah.
It looks like he's really standing there. It's nothing you can see through. It's like a real person standing
there. So why not just go to one of those cool...
Young Roy, too.
Impersonators. And let them lip sync. Like at that point.
Because that's supposed to be really him.
God, you won't need an Elvis impersonator anymore. They
but
can do
it
that
is. I mean, it is really him. But it's not.
He's got an orchestra behind him, like, playing the music.
Like, that's... Now, here's another thing, though. I got a burp.
Well, he's got limited movement, so he's just doing a little back
where,
and forth.
Where can
well,
you,
he didn't dance around much anyway.
Is that on tour now, that thing?
This is 2018, so...
But I'm saying nobody. There's been no big advancements in
I know,
it,
that's what I'm saying. Nobody's going... I don't know anybody like, who
where's
see
the
that.
Movies for a while now. The humpteen years, they've had this little thing. It looks like a smart speaker, like an Alexa. That you sit on the ground, and all of a sudden the hologram comes up into the room with you, and you sit there and talk to your grandpa or Louis Armstrong. I don't know why I said that.
Hey, everybody. You ever see my hologram?
What a wonderful world you
have. Turn him into Fat Albert.
Let me see about this. Now, they're saying there was a Whitney Houston hologram tour.
But
that had already happened.
That'd be good.
So the
I thought Dio had one too, maybe.
What? Oh, Jesus! What?
oh my God!
I want to go see REO Speedwagon's hologram. The what is it called, Fat Boy? Where they the immersive experiences they do now with football, and wrestling, where you go to some place and watch it on a circular screen.
Oh yeah, wrestling has that one.
It's like the. The Spear?
It's in Dallas in New York.
But it's immersive. Like,
that's kind of
but
cool,
it's too
though.
Close. It's like you're in the ring.
Yeah. It's like you're literally at the Hatfields and McCoys up in Gatlinburg. Uh-huh. But then there's a curtain that goes around where the gunfight and everything would be. And that it's all green screen. But from the point of view, I've seen people's YouTube videos of their camera point of view. It's you can tell they're not there, but... The satisfaction of, I mean, you're not actually touching any of the people in real life anyway, so.
God, look how real she looks, Whitney Houston. She's center stage. You can't see the band behind her, barely, but it looks like she's really there.
She's not going to stop anyone from fighting in the front row. It's not programmed in that way, right?
No. I just wonder if they could take somebody in a suit like they would like in a green screen. They do the movements, and of course they just... project the image onto them, but it looks like she's really there.
Or could they program that to have her sing the great song Fiend by Travis Scott?
Fiend! I wonder if Elvis did one. I'm pretty sure he's done one, right? An Elvis hologram tour?
Yeah, but there should be more advancement with that. That tells me that there is, and that they take it from us. I'm not even joking. Like, with the cloning of animals, I mean, I was in school when they made that damn dolly.
Sheep?
Yeah. And then it's like being as foolish as we were to say, oh, they went to the moon all those times, and we just decided we didn't want to go back anymore, or we lost the technology or whatever. Like, bull crap. You're still going. Also, they're still making holograms. We're just not seeing them.
Now they want to race to the other side.
Dude, so is Whitney's hologram turns to a flame? That's freaking weird.
No, this was the Michael Jackson one.
That's even worse. Is it recreating the Pepsi commercial?
Now, why he turns into a young Michael Jackson.
Now, see, that's...
So this is like Thriller, no, black and white Michael Jackson.
There's this new thing they're doing. I saw it on Instagram where they'll take the cast of an old TV show.
Oh,
let's say,
really...
Saved by the Bell. And they'll go through and they'll show Slater the way he looked then. Well, that's not a good example. He looks the same now. But, you know, an old TV show, and they'll show, like, Jodie Sweetin from Full House.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'll turn her head, and when she turns back, she'll be her now. You've seen those where, it all just kind of, it's animated?
Oh, yeah, they morph them from, like, young age to
like,
old.
Free. I could just Imagine being a famous. I can imagine being a famous person. I can only imagine. Oh, I can imagine being a famous person. I'm just scrolling through Instagram and like, oh, look, there's four-year-old me. And all of a sudden, I've turned my head and I've turned back. I got wrinkles. I got a big beard. What happened? It's got to be so weird.
So do the bands get a cut of these shows? Because there's a whole Abattoir that's just, and they're alive.
Abattoir?
Abattoir. But they're all hologram. Look, there's hologram Abba.
Abattoir.
They're still with us, though. Like, they're alive.
Vegas, well, maybe.
They're like the Blue Men group, where there's, like, dozens of Blue Men. And, you know, I'm not talking about what Fatboy did last weekend. I'm talking about those guys.
Star on the bingo board.
The blue latex suit.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.